Everyone listening at CJLO, welcome to your Wednesday morning first ever show of Beats and Beyond. I'm your host, Aryan Ajani, a poli sci major, a last year student. I used to host the Get Up every Wednesday, and now I have my own show, Beats and Beyond. I have a huge interest in Afrobeats, and that's what inspired me to kind of follow my passion and start my own show and look at everything I can do personally to have the people that I enjoy speaking to and just play some Afrobeat for y'all on Wednesday morning, you know what I'm saying? So we have an amazing, amazing session planned for y'all today. We have some news, local and international. We're going to cover a little bit of sports, particularly the African Cup of Nations. We got semifinals playing today and a little bit of the NHL that happened last night. I know the Montreal Canadiens are not as good as they were a couple years ago, but hey, we're still going to cover them. We're in Montreal. We appreciate the sport fanatics that we have in this province, in the city, and we want to make sure that we deliver all of that news to y'all today. We have some Afrobeat music planned towards the end of the session, a little bit of Wizkid, a little bit of Nonso Amadi, who's a Toronto Afrobeat artist. And then we have an amazing interview planned with Edwarda from Love at First Match Montreal. They've had a couple events around the city, and now they have one more with the Political Science Student Association at Concordia. And we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. All to do with finding your match, finding your love. That's what Montreal is known for. It's a beautiful city, beautiful people. And Edwarda is one of those who's just trying to bring those beautiful people together. So we're going to start with our first indication of news. Let's go with the local news. And this is not a surprise. A lot of you might have seen this. But Quebec are planning on spending $870 million to build a new enhanced roof for the Olympic Stadium. The Olympic Stadium is definitely a landmark for Montreal, hosted the Olympics a while ago, and it's always been a mainstay for the city. However, the inability for them to cover the top is allegedly the reason Taylor Swift decided not to come to Montreal, because definitely she was going to sell out the Olympic Stadium. But the fact that we cannot cover it, and obviously we know the winter in Montreal is terrible. Apparently, that is why she snubbed Montreal and will not come here for her tour. So the government has now decided $870 million to build a new roof. Obviously, this is not starting today. They're still going to do a lot more research. They're trying to figure out the logistics behind it, how exactly a business plan will evolve and how they'll actually make money in the future. But this is just one of those plans that Quebec are enforcing. We've seen a bunch of strikes over the past months. We've seen a lot of leaders be criticized within Quebec. Quebec is currently voted the most liberal province in Canada, but we've seen a lot of decisions go the other way. And this is just one of those decisions where some people might be upset, some people might be happy, some people are just excited that, hey, maybe Taylor Swift can pull up to Montreal in the future, you know? And she's definitely amongst the reasons, but we know that the Olympic Stadium, a landmark of Montreal, should be available year in, year out. Whether it's the winter, the summer, the fall, spring, doesn't matter. The Olympic Stadium is one of those mainstays in Montreal that should be available year-long throughout. And possibly building this new roof for the Quebec government is a solution to that problem. Moving on, we're going to move to Alberta, the most conservative province in Canada. And the United Conservative government, they propose a policy which was announced on social media Wednesday last week that prohibits all gender-affirming surgeries for minors aged 17 and under. Currently, the required age for genital reconstruction surgery is 18 years of age, and the required age for masculinization is 16 years of age. So this is a very, very controversial topic. It is something that has been a topic of discussion in the US, in Europe, and now in Canada. But Alberta in particular have decided to take matters into their own hands, given their conservative leanings. There have been decisions that have really triggered a lot of the community, and we're seeing protests all over Alberta for trans rights and for people to understand that the government has a responsibility to support communities through effective communication and not necessarily through providing laws and discussing and having a back-end process that doesn't really have a bottom-up solution. And this is one of those things that I think requires a bottom-up solution. It is one of those things that directly affects people's everyday lives. We definitely know that these surgeries are not given to millions and millions of individuals within this country. There's a small group of individuals in this country who are able to exercise their rights and receive this particular surgery or surgeries. And we know that Alberta now is one of those places that people do not necessarily feel safe regarding this policy in particular. So it's important to see what news will come out of this and how we'll be able to understand better what the province of Alberta is trying to do with these surgeries and what they're trying to do with their policies and their laws regarding various communities in the province. Moving on, let's go to some international news. The King of England has cancer. Yep. The royal family communicated that the King of England has been diagnosed with a certain type of cancer. They haven't mentioned what type of cancer it is, but they've said that he is ill, receiving treatment. And it's interesting because if you've watched the Prince Harry documentary, you know how fragile that the royal family is, the relationships the children have with their grandparents, their parents, etc. And Prince Harry just landed in the UK to go visit the King of England, and it's quite interesting because we're seeing families that were broken and torn apart coming together now, and it's super interesting to know that even the elite and the most richest individuals in the world are not immune to diseases that everyone faces in their everyday lives. So it's just one of those things that's quite unfortunate, and it's interesting to see what the royal family will do next and how they'll react and who the next royal king, queen, the royal monarch will be. And it's just a play that's moving day by day, and it's interesting to know that that is something that may or may not bring the family together again. Moving on to the next piece of international news, Meta, the owners of Facebook and Instagram, say that their users must label AI-generated content, which is audio and video, and if they do not indicate that this is AI-generated, their content could be taken down. This is one of those things that is massive in our global world of social media platforms. AI really influencing video and audio and influencing content creation, and Meta, which is probably one of the biggest social media corporations in the world, them announcing this is a major step towards mitigating those issues that people are facing with AI, with copyright infringement, with their ability to post content online that may be theirs, may not be theirs, and so on, and all the intricacies that go with that. But it's quite interesting to know that Meta have come out with an official policy of theirs, and it's. I hope, we all hope, that there will be a good solution and a right balance where everyone can really churn out their creative expressions through AI, but still have their own individual taste and their own individual grab on it. And lastly, for the international news, we have in 2024, this year, more than half of the world's population will vote for a general election. That means that this year, from a very long time, we're going to see a whole new cohort of international political leaders. This is a massive deal. Given the current economic, social, political state of the world, the half of the world's leaders will change or will remain in 2024, and that will definitely impact the state of affairs for the entire world, understanding how people are influenced through their social factors, political factors, economic factors. We've had the IMF, we've had the World Bank, we've had the Economic Forum last year, towards the end of last year, and each of them had their own understanding of what 2024 will look like. But honestly, I think no one will know what 2024 really looks like until all those elections are done and we have a whole new cohort of leaders, and then we're able to see a little bit of what they're able to produce and what they're able to come up with as global leaders. Honestly, that's a lot of news. It's very heavy. And hopefully next week we'll come up with a little more positive news for y'all. But given the start of 2024, we all know that it's not the best time for everyone. So on that note, I'm going to play a song for y'all. It's called Sensima. It's an Afrobeat song. Enjoy it. And then we're going to start our interview with Eduarda in a bit.
Along came to the sea. Oh, collect, oh, wale, oh, one neck, back up, body to correct. Oh, no, 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 Edima, no forget. Oh, Nico, oh, collect, oh, wale, oh, one neck, back up, body to correct. Say she love me, and you love it. Sensima, why they for Benzema? Why you want a dollar, Sensima? This kind dance, you the dance, I'm doing the singing, you doing the dance. Oh, you go, why you want to do me long thing? Open up, sorry, oh. Why they do me something? Yeah, yeah. Oh, go. Why they do me something? Yeah. Open up, sorry, oh. Why they do me something? Yeah, 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 yeah. Befum, eh, oh, collect. Oh, wale. Oh, one neck. Makam, body to correct. Oh, no, no, no. Edima, no forget. Oh, Nico, befum. Oh, collect. Oh, wale. Oh, one neck. Makam, body to correct. Say she love me. Your love it, Sensima. Why they for her, Benzema? Why you want a dollar, Sensima? This kind dance, you the dance. I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing, Benzema. Why they for her, Benzema? Why you want a dollar, Sensima? This kind dance, you the dance. I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing,
Benzema. Baby, jam on my like I do. Get down, down, down. Go back when all I want me can do.
You're no good.
act like Nicki Minaj. Anytime she turn around, she got me over. I see the back, I know the doubt. The headlight, the steady flash. Mama, give me that kitty cat. You turn me into a lover. I say, wait, you must become my lady. Oh, yeah, you drive me crazy.
Presented by SiriusXM, Quebec City's craziest alt festival, The Fuck Off, is back for its 10th consecutive year. From February 9th to the 17th, Quebec City will come alive with shows and showcases featuring emerging music of all genres. Get your ticket and come discover amazing artists like Teke Teke, Get the Shot, Solipsism, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B, and more. The Fuck Off is the festival that heats up your February. Visit phoqueoff.com for more information.
And we're back with Beats and Beyond. And I'm so excited to introduce Eduarda. Eduarda, you want to start saying hello to our audience?
Everyone.
Hello, Eduarda. Thank you so much for being here today. I was honestly looking so forward to this conversation. I think what you do is so unique. It's so interesting. It's so different.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy to have you here. And we're going to start with something basic. I know already talked about it, and I said that you were the organizer, the head of Love at First Match Montreal. But I want to know a little bit about you first, and then we'll dive on to the organization, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the work that you do with Concordia students and students in general all over Montreal. But let's start with about yourself. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your background. Where you're from? Why are you in Montreal? And all of the good stuff.
Perfect. Well, I am a student. I used to study
now you're
in
good.
Accounting, and then I thought about going into marketing, and I really wanted to start something different for myself, and I knew that going into event planning was something I was really interested in. I am someone that is primarily a French speaker, so for me, organizing stuff in English and just going into school in English was something completely new for me, but that's something that I thought was better for everyone because English is actually a language that too many people speak in Montreal.
No, you're right. You're right. A lot of people speak English, but French is a language of love. But
yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever.
We're not hating on French.
No, we're not hating. Definitely not. But it makes so much sense that you're able to transition from a French-speaking curriculum to English, and now you're working in English with people, and you're able to converse so well. I just want to know a little bit about... maybe tell me a bit about your family, where they're originally from. Are you from Montreal? Have you grown up here? Where did you go to high school? Just tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my family is originally from Angola.
Okay.
But I was born and raised in Montreal. I went to school in Fairmount in Collège Français. So I studied very much in French. And I have two sisters. I don't know if that's important. I have two
sisters. No, it's
safe. I live with my mother.
Siblings are important.
But yeah, I lived in a very great family, in a very African family. So I was born and raised with African values.
Okay.
But I think that's something that helped me a lot in
absolutely
my life.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm from East Africa too. I'm Tanzanian. Mm-hmm. I was born, I was raised there. I grew up in Kenya for a bit. So I totally understand the impact living in Angola for your family in your sense, and I'm sure that's mm-hmm. impacted you in some sort of way up to today. And I want to transition now a little bit to Love at First Match. It's very, very, very self-explanatory, but I want to ask you, what sparked your interest in matchmaking, dating, in events in general, and then tell me a little bit about the matchmaking aspect of it.
Yes, of course. Well, I started off as being single for 4 years.
Okay.
And it was very hard for me to find ways for me to meet people other than on dating apps.
Okay.
Or in the club. But you know, in the club, how it goes. It's just, it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Or even in bars and stuff like that. And I was like, it would be so much better and so much more different if people had another type of way to meet. So this is why I started the events. At first, it was kind of for myself, I'm not going to lie. But then I got into a relationship even before my first event. So I decided to really do it for the people.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much what made me start the events.
The events. Interesting. So once you got into a relationship yourself, what drove you to want to do this for others? Was there a feeling of satisfaction within that relationship, or that feeling of being excited to jump into a new relationship? And why did that translate to you wanting to do that for other people?
I think the fact that in my own relationship, I felt so safe and so good. I was like, I think this is the kind of feeling that everybody deserves and everybody should feel like.
Right.
So this is kind of what made me keep going, even though I said at first it was for me and it wasn't for me anymore. The fact that you can find your person and actually be happy in a relationship, you know, you can feel happy at work, you can feel happy and satisfied at school, but it's totally different when you're in a relationship. So it's kind of something that helped me keep LIFM going, so that, you know, people can actually feel happy with their special someone.
Absolutely. You just mentioning that makes me so excited, because I know how big Montreal is with meeting people and going out and dating and so on, and fashion, music, culture, all of the good stuff. But it's quite unique to see that someone who was already now in a relationship wants to just support other people and help them, you know, find their significant other. Shout out to your significant other, by the way.
Thank you.
You don't have to mention who they are on air, but shout out to them, because it sounds like you're in a place where you feel loved, you feel appreciated, and you just want that that same feeling for others.
Yes.
And it's awesome to hear that. And I want to jump into how you started the organization. Was it a school thing? Did you start it with your friends? How did it expand to what it is now?
Actually, it was this summer. Actually, not this summer. Yes, this summer, because we're in 2024 now. No summer has happened yet. But it was this summer, and I thought to myself, it's summer. People want to go out. People want to meet. So why not just start something? And I've always had this entrepreneurish mind. So I was like, what can I do? I had a problem and I wanted to find a solution.
Right.
And the problem was the very bad dating scene in Montreal.
Yeah.
And my solution was creating events. I was by myself in my kitchen with a bottle of rosé. And I was like, you know what? Might as well just start this. So it was not even a school project. It was none of that. It was more so my experiences and the situation that I was in that made me want to start this by myself.
Right. And what did your siblings think about it? I know we already mentioned them. I'm just curious to know what their perception of all of this was. And when you maybe reveal to them that you're going to start this matchmaking organization, what were their thoughts?
My sisters are the most supportive people I have ever met.
Wow.
They're actually my best friends. So as soon as I started talking about this project, they were like, yeah, go for it. Let's go. If you need help,
let us know.
Yeah. They're actually the best. So, without my sisters, actually, it wouldn't have been possible.
Shout out to Eduardo's sisters. If you're all on air, y'all are great. Keep supporting your sister, because she's doing awesome. I want to know, how did you come up with the name Love at First Match? It's quite simple, quite straightforward, but yet effective. How did you come up with that?
Actually, my first idea with Love at First Match was to find people that matched to the T. To be like, okay, you and you guys are going to go on a date. I decided this is what's going to happen. But then as time went on, I realized that maybe it's not about just picking two people and putting them on a date. It was more about creating a group that had a similar interest. But at first, when I first started everything, it was the first concept of like taking two people and matching them. That's why it was like Love at First Match and not just Love at First Meet or Meet and Greet and Love or something like that, you know?
Yeah, totally. I think that's quite interesting, because we get caught up in the whole notion of options.
Mm-hmm.
I have 500 people, 600 people on my Instagram. 400 of them I find interesting. 300 of them I'm going to like their pictures. But how many of them are you really going to connect with on a one-to-one basis? Very few. You might go on a couple of dates and you might not think that's for you. And I think your way of thinking about it was creating a group dynamic involving everyone in different activities, different sessions, different workshops of sorts, and then allowing each one to sort of figure themselves out and see who they like, see what kind of interests match, and see what works. I think it's super interesting. I do not want to speak about your event. I want you to tell me how you curated this event. How did you start? What were the first ideas and thoughts of having an event? What did you do? And does that change over time? Do you have a formal maybe framework of what each event looks like, or does it differ?
It actually differs. Okay. The first event, I had three events, and the three of them were different. I had a speed dating event, I had a sip and paint event, and I had a game night. So they were all very different. The speed dating event was actually something that, you know, if you look for another dating kind of like any kind of dating, I want to say business.
Sure.
They really have speed datings all the time. Speed dating. So yeah. I was like, you know what? Let me start doing something that everybody does. Mm-hmm. Just see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'm going to see if I actually like it, if I want to change. So I started with speed dating. I was like, okay, it's nice. It's going to happen once in a while, but it's not what I wanted to do. I really wanted to do something different. So when I started the sip and paint, I had so many ideas about, you know, should I do it there? Should I do it in another place? Should I do it just, I even thought about doing just women. I even thought about doing just men. You know, it was a lot of ideas that I had to place.
Right.
And then for the game night, it was another age range. So the age range varies for each event, for also your sexuality depends also for each event.
Right, right.
So it's a lot of thought process, but I think for now it's going well. It's hard to satisfy everyone, but for now I'm doing what I can.
Absolutely. I just want to know, when you started, was the goal to introduce people to each other, and has that changed? Have your goals developed over time? Do you have an end goal? Do you have an initial set of targets that you wanted to achieve, and how has that changed over time?
Honestly, my first goal, like I said at the beginning, was very selfish. It was for me.
Right.
You know, like it really was right. For me to create events, and then if I see someone, you know, I'm kind of picking the people for me.
Right.
But then it really was about letting people meet each other and find their special someone. It hasn't really changed. In my mind, it hasn't really changed. But as the events go on, I see that not only relationships are being created, but also friendships. It's really interesting to see in the first speed dating events and the other two events, the guys, they got there, none of them knew each other, but the first thing they did was to take their chairs and have a little guy circle.
Oh.
So they had a circle and they were all talking to each other. And then you had the girls sitting in their own group. And I've had a few people tell me, you know, like I hung out with this guy after, and, you know, two guys. Yeah, I hung out with him. And then they follow each other on Instagram. So it's not even about just the dating aspect of it anymore. It's about, you know, creating friends at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that was interesting.
I didn't even
see.
Think about that. I was like, wow, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. It's cool to know that people who are on the same boat and are trying to find matches can also relate to each other in such a different way from what you might have thought earlier, especially because you're organizing these events. And I just want to know your opinion on dating apps. I know it's super controversial now because we've moved onto this new realm of social media and meeting people online, and it's sort of in numbers, it's increased, but in numbers of meeting people and actually making that match happen, it's decreased 100% for sure. But just tell me your point. Tell me your opinion on it. Maybe tell me about your experience using dating apps. You don't have to go into specifics, but I just want to know how you've been impacted by it, and to what extent has that driven you to be where you are now with Love at First Match.
So honestly, I don't like saying it like that, but I've been a dating app warrior. So since I turned 18, I was on dating apps, every single dating app you can think of.
Yeah.
Not even going to mention names. The people know the main ones. So I've really been on there for a bit. I can kind of say that it was a bad experience for me because you can't really classify who is a good match for you or not. You just go based on the physical pictures that you see the pictures and you're like, okay, well, I kind of like this picture. You don't even read the bio, you don't even do anything. But I'm really not a fan of dating apps anymore because you get so tired of it, and it's something that when you're on dating apps for too long, you get tired of dating, period.
Right.
So you're just like, oh, it didn't work on dating apps. Why would it work face-to-face?
Right.
Why would it work I can't even go up to a guy because it's not going to work? You know, like, it just destroys the image of dating in general, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it has been a very good help for me to find people to participate to my events, actually.
Right. But I was just about to ask you that. Mm-hmm. Like, to what extent can you use dating apps to really, like, recruit people? Like, just be like, hey, I know you've been on this dating app for, like, months.
Mm-hmm.
You're still on there. Your profile is still there. Just come to my event. Yeah. You know, you might meet someone or two.
Yeah, I've done that in, like, all the basic dating apps.
Right.
I've been banned from one of them. Yes.
Dude.
I don't know how they found that. I don't know if somebody...
Yeah, your competition. Competition to the dating apps, 100%.
They banned me. But there's a few people that came to my events that came from dating apps. So, you know, I have in my bio directly, oh, hey, I'm organizing dating events. You should match with me if you want to come. And then they match with me and I'm like, oh, hey, do you want to come? And they're like, yes. Until I say, oh, it's $15. And they're like, oh, well, you know.
Hey, most of the time when you go on dates, you're going to spend that $15
exactly.
anyways. Probably even more given prices in Montreal right now. I think $15 is a good start. I think it's a good starting point, honestly.
To meet someone that, you know, has been specially chosen for you in a group that you've been, you know, chosen.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good price to pay.
No, that's 100%. But I want to know what feedback have you gotten so far? I know you've had maybe three events so far. So three events so far. You have three events coming up in a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, you've had three events. You're just starting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what feedback you've received so far. What have people thought? And then you can kind of go into if matches were made and, mm-hmm. and we can talk about that too later.
Yeah. So I've definitely had bad reviews.
Okay.
That's for sure. Because, you know, I've never been into event planning. I've never done anything like this. But for every event, for my two first events, actually, I sent a satisfaction survey that was anonymous. So you could write whatever you wanted. For the first event, it was, you know, it was super nice, but it was loud, or the guys were too much on the girls, you know, they were forcing themselves a little. So it was good criticism, but it was kind of hard for me to be like, oh, damn, there's a part of my event that failed. But, you know, it's criticism, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nothing bad. But for the second event, people were more like, oh, you know, it was good. I like the place where it took. And at the end of the day, I was really happy because at the first two events, there were two people that came up to me and were like, oh, you know, I'm actually in a relationship with the person that I met at your event. And
I'm like, wow,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
So it's something that helps me keep going with my events, because if
100%.
Nothing was to happen, it's like, okay, cool, I'm creating events, but what's the end goal? Like, nothing is happening.
Right.
So I keep working on the criticism that I get, because this is what you have to do.
Yeah, you have to work on that feedback. But it's so awesome to hear that people are actually, like, together. Like, they're actually dating because they met.
Yes.
They met at one of your events, and I think that's awesome. Like, that's so fulfilling. It's like knowing that all this effort and the vision that you've had has come to life, and you're supporting two wonderful people to come together and form a relationship. And I think that's awesome. Like, you're playing Cupid in a sense, but it's so great to see that you're able to really reinforce something that you lacked for a little while, and you're able to support other people with that. That's awesome. That's good to hear. I just want to know more about, I know you're working with the Poli Sci Student Association at Concordia, and you're having a merger event of sorts, but have you worked with other organizations before? And if so, how does that go about?
Before, I haven't.
Okay.
I really haven't. So now I have, my next three events are kind of collaborations with the first two are with the Poli Sci Association, Student Association.
Yeah.
And the last one at the end of this month is with many different Black artists for Black History Month and Valentine's Day. It's kind of like all mixed up together. But working with people has been kind of hard for me.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, it's been hard for me because I'm someone that really likes to have things her way, and the way I do things, I like when it's done my way.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm kind of working on deadlines and just waiting on people. But it's nothing that I can't work on, because, you know, I keep working on myself while working on these events.
Yeah.
But you know, I still feel like it's a very nice experience to be able to work with other people and be able to work with. For me, it's something very big.
Right.
To be able to work with a student association at Concordia. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's always great when you can work with associations such as mm-hmm. Poli Sci, where a lot of Poli Sci students are known for talking a lot,
yeah.
but not to each other. So as a Poli Sci student, I'll tell you that. I'm in my final year, and I can tell you that 100% that Poli Sci students love to talk,
mm-hmm.
but not many talk to each other, and very, very, very few actually end up dating each other or getting together.
Okay.
And it's so cool that you're able to combine your sort of visionary process with a student association. That's awesome. It's great
Thank
to
you.
Hear.
Thank you.
But we're getting closer towards the end of the interview, and I just want to ask you a couple more questions about the future of LAFM. I want to know if you have any expansion ideas, if there is any thought of making it bigger than it is, and if so, in what way?
Honestly, for now, no.
Okay.
Because as a student, a new university student, it's very hard. It's very
yes.
hard. It's very long, and I have also a job that I have.
Right.
And working on a business, working on family, working on my relationship. It's really a lot.
Yeah.
So for now, it's not. I don't have any expansion plans. But if it does happen, I'm honestly not gonna say no.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I do want to still be doing events while I'm at school. It's just going to be less, but I know that when I'm going to be done with school, I definitely want to work on it a lot more.
Wow, that's so awesome. I think your story is so inspiring. I have this on live telecast, and I'm just getting a lot of comments, a lot of people reaching out to me as we speak, and I just want to shout out, we have a couple fans from Panama actually listening to us right now, Eduardo. So just so you know that your influence is going beyond borders, we have people from Panama listening to us. Shout out to Amal and Rihanna who are listening to us, and they're really interested in your story, and hopefully they get to see a lot more that you're doing in the future.
Of course.
And to end this interview on a good note, I want to know, when you have an individual coming to your event, what do you want them to take away? What's the final indication that you want for them to leave that room knowing, besides from obviously having a match and having a partner, mm-hmm. what's the ideological sense that you want them to take away after the event?
The first thing I want them to think of when they leave was definitely, oh my God, I had so much fun. It was
right.
so cool.
Yeah.
But I also want them to... if they didn't like my event, you know, it happens. Sometimes it was like, yeah, it was fun, but it just wasn't for me.
Right.
I want them to actually have the openness
right.
to be able to go to other events, go to other dating events, because maybe my thing is maybe not going to be for you. So I just want people to be more open-minded when it comes to dating, because dating is not just swiping on Tinder.
No, so. You're right. I think that just takes us back to the aspect of options that we spoke about.
Yeah.
You know, we spoke about how people have too many options on dating apps, but I think what you're doing and your organization as a whole is another option for people to explore, for people to be like, hey, I don't need to go on social media and swipe left on right depending on what I think this person's wearing on their profile,
mm-hmm.
but I can go to this event and I have an option to like engage in these events and then see if I like someone or not.
Yes.
You know, I think it's just great to have options, and Montreal is such a city where you never know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can
100%.
Meet people out of the ordinary doing crazy things and you're just like, wow, this is not what I expected, and boom, you find your match.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's honestly awesome. It's so great to have you on. I really appreciate you coming here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank
you. And I really hope that all your events are a major, major, major success.
Thank you so
and
much.
I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to go to a couple more Afrobeat songs for a little bit, and then we're hopefully going to have a couple pieces of sports, and then we're going to move into a couple more Afrobeat songs that you might recognize from Nonso Amadi and Drake. But to begin with, we're going to go with one of my favorite French Afro songs for right now. So let's listen to it.
Thank you. Je suis rentré chez toi, j'ai tout pris, même ton cœur, je suis parti avec. Bébé a le bras long comme Luffy, je sais pas si t'as la ref. Pour t'emmener au soleil, c'est pas ce que j'ai fait, j'ai dû vendre de la neige. Elle c'est ma cicaille, elle est restée même quand c'est la hesse. J'abats dans mes DM, elle veut revenir, je lui dis c'est mort. Elle dit que je suis mieux que ta babies, mais je lui dis que c'est mort. Vente pas, vente pas l'œil, s'il te plaît, vente pas l'œil. Nous deux c'est plus pareil, elle veut qu'on se voit à l'heure. Vente pas l'œil, s'il te plaît, vente pas l'œil. Nous deux c'est plus pareil, elle veut qu'on se voit à l'heure. Laisse-moi, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi. Je lui dis que c'est mort. Laisse-moi, je te dis que c'est moi, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi. Je suis rentré dans son cœur pour voir mon avenir, je me suis pas vu avec. Entre nous trop de latence, c'est pas dans les temps, j'ai pas capté la ref. Qu'est-ce que tu veux au final? Nous deux y'a plus de feeling. Elle veut me rendre fêlé, les deux c'est de l'histoire en scène comme les filles. Vente pas l'œil, s'il te plaît, vente pas l'œil. Nous deux c'est plus pareil. On se voit à l'heure. Laisse-moi, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi. Je lui dis que c'est mort, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi. Laisse-moi, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi. Je lui dis que c'est mort, s'il te plaît, laisse-moi.
I need one adjacent. Can't talk to me, need to hit my agent. People want a house, I put that on a bracelet. You can have a match and you just need to know arrangements. Said I love you, that were entertainment.
Feel like I'm one away. How come I see the color gray? Come now, we are not the same.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you all loved the interview I had with Eduarda. In a minute or so, we're going to go to our second ad break of the session. I just want a quick update on sports. We do have the AFCON semifinals happening today, the African Cup of Nations in Ivory Coast. We have South Africa versus Nigeria coming up in about 2 hours or so. So anyone from Nigeria, South Africa tuning in, good luck to you guys. We really, 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 really hope that we have an amazing game. Hopefully it's like 5-5. We want to have a crazy goal-filled thriller. And we're going to go to our next ad break right now. But stay on tune and stay ready for some few more Afrobeat bangers.
TD and Production Nuit d'Afrique present Women of the World Raise Their Voices, five special concert evenings from February 1st to March 8th. Don't miss the grand premiere, Lidl's Cameroonian Slam, Brazilian songwriter Bia Ferreira, Lorraine Klaassen's 40-year career anniversary, The Roots Daughters Sound System, and choral virtuoso Sona Jabarte. Discover the full program on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
And we're back with a banger from Young Philly and Trunks. Listen to it. Y'all are really enjoying the music we got on for you today. Next up, we got a song from Asake and Ghana. It's a huge collab, Afrobeat, rap, all the good stuff, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully y'all are enjoying your lovely Wednesday mornings with some Afrobeat, and hopefully y'all can tune in every Wednesday from now on. This is Arna Johnny, Beats and Beyond.
Oh, happiness. Everything is my life, no stress. Fine boy, no ex. Happiness. Everything is my life, no stress. Otutu, otutu, oh, and yo. My God, I see me, I like all you. Oh, don't she, you call me, she be. A jello mountain, she, I be no vis. Yepa, yepo, I shall not do. Oh, God, not the form of a savvy. My case goofy, as you can see. I be zombies, I will come to. Otutu, otutu, oh, and yo. My God, I see me, I like all you. Oh, don't she, you call me, she be. A jello mountain, she, I be no vis. Yepa, yepo, I shall not do. Organo de fomo kasabi, my case goofy. As you can see, I be zombies, I will come to.
At your birthstone, you are earth tone. I miss and need you bad, baby, come home. You want me make it happen, baby, I know. Want me to keep you happy, baby, I know. Penthouse, condo, gonna one, I'm a piano. You want me make it happen, baby, I know. I'm here to make you smile when you feel low.
Happiness, everything is. My life, no stress. Fine boy, no ex. Happiness. It's a feeling. Your life, no stress.
I absolutely love this song. It's been on my playlist for a little while. For those asking, the song is called Happiness by Asake and Gunna. And next up, we're going to take you back to the six. We're going to take you back to a little bit of Draco Drake. And let's see if y'all understand this. Let's see if y'all love this. Let's see if y'all remember this. All right, here we go.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
We have about 8 minutes or so to round up Beats and Beyond for this Wednesday morning. And to round off our session, I'm going to go to a couple throwbacks, a couple old Afrobeat sounds coming out of Nigeria, P Square, Davido, all the good stuff. If y'all remember this song, please remember, tune into Beats and Beyond every Wednesday, 9 a.m. This is Ariana Johnny. And here you go. Here's your old Afrobeat. For those of you requesting this song, enjoy it.
To the clubhouse. See how the boys them a drop down,
drop down.
And all the ladies just the holla say,
holla say.
Them no no say what holiday. If you don't so you take a busy making all they fall,
no they fall.
This not a song for the dancer. The way you move your body, girl,
it be like say.
You no no say what holiday.
Now the way where you they do the things you do.
Oh.
It be like say you get plans for me and you.
Oh.
If I put it on.
Man no go vest up on my Benz door. Man no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man no go vest, you say. Man no go vest, I say. Man no go vest,
if you do me, I do you. Man no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man no go
vest, so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see that to me, to me. So make you give it to me, give it to me. You get to see that to me, to me. So make you give it to me some more. Oh, I say you get to see that to me.
The way she twist and whine it, whine it, making me feel like I'm grinding, grinding. Baby girl, I know so you the I mean, I mean. After the show and the party, for my room, room, strictly for me and you, you. We got plenty things to do, do. So pull up your bump and move, make we groove. Hey.
Boy, you know say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busy body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you.
Man no go vest,
step on the dance floor.
Man no go vest,
touch me, I touch you.
Man no go vest,
you say.
Man no go vest,
I say.
Man no go vest,
if you do me, I do you.
Man no go vest,
step on the dance floor.
Man no go
vest, so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
This song just takes me back to my childhood growing up, listening to Davido and P Square. I'm from Tanzania and I lived in Kenya for a bit. So all these songs are just part of my mix when I was younger. And we have one more special surprise song from Davido coming up. For those of you who know the song, please feel free to reach out to me and just let me know what kind of songs you want.
For this dance you don't need sagara. We are on the own. Like a rat to the right, to the front, higher up, to the back. Like a whole of you, we are so good. We are not like a desire. All the girls in the last galala, all the students go for Sakala, for this dance you don't need Sakala. We are on the open Sakala, like a put in your heart.
Getting closer to the end of the show, and just to round up the show, I know I've been saying that a bunch, but now for real, we're kind of rounding up the show, and I just want to play a song from Diamond Platnumz, Burna Boy, and Harmonize. Diamond Platnumz is a Tanzanian artist, probably the biggest artist my country has ever produced, and he made a song with Burna Boy and Harmonize. It's called Kainama, and this is just my way of ending the show with something I love from back home.
They call me Burna
Platnumz.
Now you they make me sit down, they sing this song. Da la da la. You can't they make me feel like I do you wrong. Jaga jaga. If you want time, I go give you more. Jara jara. Today today, you go give me love. Sawa sawa. Hey hey. Now if you walk on my best, now my dude. One up again.
wapaka wananita esa bana boy tatukila seye wanapaka wapaka wananita esa nasifiwa kwa mapenzi na made wanapaka wapaka wananita esa onde boy tatukila seye wanapaka wapaka wananita
adekaburu kwa mandela rudi kwa bibi kinondoni ambalulu kunja dela mwanangu gigi simuoni aje
aina
mama mama
aina
baby shot down
aina mama
hey 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 konyesha ulivofunzo
aina mama
go down baby
aina
give it to them baby.
It's been an absolute pleasure here at Beats and Beyond at CJLO with Aryan. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you tune in next week.